This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Can the Bears make it three in a row? Did they make it three in a row? We'll get into that Super Bowl Friday. Picks are on Friday. Everybody knows that. We're going to bring the Brain Trust in here at 1 o'clock. That should get wild. Peyton Watson update. And the latest in the NBA trade situation. Nuggets weren't really loud, but made one move. The whole show starts now. For the UNC Bears, they do make it three in a row. They beat Weber State 88-74, avenging that early season loss, which was a close game last time out. But the Bears really felt like it was a complete game. Who better to talk to me about some Bears basketball than assistant coach of the UNC Bears, good friend of ours, Houston Reed. Coach, my friend, congrats, three in a row for your Bears.
Yes, sir, Brady, appreciate it, man. It was a fun night last night for our guys, and I appreciate you reaching out and having me on this morning.
Well, I I've been saying this. I love following this team, and I feel really confident about this team, even when you guys were in the midst of starting the Big Sky Conference the way you did, 1-6, 1-7, or whatever it was. Coach, I kept saying it. This team is too good to have that record, and you guys are starting to show that a little bit, starting to get red hot at this point in the season.
Yeah, no, I agree. This team is a team with some older guys that have really at the end of the day have a lot of character. And, when you start talking about what it means to be a Bear, we've got those three older guys that they understand what that DNA is. And, you know, we went through a skid there and you can charge it to youth. You can charge it to, other teams' game planning. You can charge it to, our lack of execution at times. There was a nice road bump. So to speak, simply so we could make some adjustments and we could face a little bit of adversity and overcome some things to help us get us back on track. And it feels like after last night and winning three conference games in a row, it's starting to feel like, we're trending back into being back on track, kind of like where we're at in the non-conference season.
Houston Reed joining us on our First Advantage Hotline. Coach Smiley and I were going back and forth last night, and he said this game really felt like the complete game you guys have been looking for. In the midst of that bump in the road and losing a few games in the Big Sky, felt like, 80, 90% of the time you guys were right there, whether it was a rough start or a rough finish. This game last night, though, I mean, you got up early, you held on to that lead, you put up a lot of points. Did it feel that way to you that maybe this is one of the most complete games so far this season?
I definitely think it was one of our most complete game in conference play. You definitely think that it checks that box. And the thing is it just felt right. The preparation leading up to it felt right. The preparation the night before, the film, the guys' lock-in, the warm-up, obviously seeing some balls drop into the net early, getting some scout stops. And it wasn't perfect, and it's never going to be perfect, but just seeing our guys' response to maybe a negative play and their ability to get onto the next play and make those transitions and really connect and stay together. So I as far as like just feel of your club, your guys, there's no question. I thought it was the most complete game in conference play, and it just felt right, and I felt like our guys were really connected last night.
Oh, big game for – we'll get into some of the specifics, but Quinn Danker obviously doing his thing, and I'll ask you about him in a moment, but Ibu Yamazaki going off last night, 23 points. I believe that was a season high for him. This is kind of what you guys have been talking about. Maybe we're going to start seeing more and more from this dude. He was electric last night.
Yeah, Ibu was great. I mean – I think with Ebu, the fun part about Ebu's progress is just seeing him in general as a human being, the way that, you know, his guard is starting to drop. You see a smile on his face more. You see that, you know, in the short turnaround of the last 6 months of being, you know, part of our program, you know, you can see him really connecting with the guys. Our guys have a ton of confidence when he shoots the basketball. Every time the ball goes up, we think it's going in. He's starting to understand his spots. He's starting to understand when his number is called, and what shots to take. And then the other thing too, it's not just shooting the threes. He's learning to drive some closeouts. And then even the physicality aspect, you get a kid who's a skilled sniper shooter guy, at the four spot in our league. A lot of times he's going to draw a matchup with a more physical player. And so from a physicality standpoint, I feel like he's been, you know, giving us the effort and been answering the bell on that end of the floor as well.
Hey, it was fun to watch. And I mean, every time you look down, at a box score, Quinn Danker's flirting with that 30-point mark. I mean, he is such an incredible story, too, to go from where he was last year to become this player, certainly a strong candidate for, in my opinion, Big Sky Conference Player of the Year. He's just one hell of a player, Coach.
Yeah, Quinn's journey, as you said, is one that is inspiring. It's inspiring for every young person that's trying to cut their teeth in athletics, and Quinn has stayed the process and, you know, in his career. And the thing with Quinn that makes him a great player and what makes him, you know, doing what he's doing for us is just the ability to make the right play. And obviously you see the box score, you see the points. You know, something that we can't forget is a lot of times those points are coming with, you know, 7 assists, 9 assists, 11 assists. And so he's making the guys around him better as well. And then, you know, one of Quinn's strengths always has been being a physical guard. I mean, I think at some time when he was playing Division II, I was talking to his dad last week, he played some four. And so he can defend bigger guards. We can go switch mode where he can, you know, resist in the post. So just a lot of versatility. And then, like I said, just, you know, Quinn's, you know, doing a good job of just making the right play for our team right now. And obviously filling up the stat sheet, but making other players around him better as well.
Coach, how close is this group? Because a lot of teams you look at and you see a run where you're losing games, you're just not quite closing those games out. That can sometimes start to build up. That can be a negative. You can see a little rift between teammates. But, you know, just talking to some of these players, it seems like everybody's just there's a pure sense of what the goal is. And to get that by no means necessary.
Yeah, it starts with Quinn, Zach, and Brock. Those three older guys are great teammates. And you know, and then obviously I think you add, you know, the ability for us to go on that foreign trip. You know, the best way to create these bonds is just in any ways, the more time you spend with somebody. And then the other part I want to just touch on as well is, when we were kind of going through that skid, I know I was talking to a lot of those older guys and pulling them aside and telling them that adversity can be a blessing. And it all depends on how we face that adversity. And adversity in a lot of ways brings groups even closer together. So this has been a tight-knit group since this summer. And it seems like these guys are just trusting each other more. They have a lot of belief in the system. They got a lot of belief in Coach Smiley. They know we're a team that can you know, win the conference tournaments. There's no doubt, and so it is, but it starts at the top with those guys' leadership.
Coming up, you guys heading to Idaho State last time out. This is one of those early ones that you guys handled pretty easily. You win 85-72. What's the focus on a game like this, where it's, hey, we can't be complacent, we've won three in a row, this is a team we beat pretty good last time around. What's the message to the guys at this point?
Well, I think a lot of it's what you just hit on, Brady, is human nature, right? The human nature of winning. The first time we played them, and I think we had a double-digit lead for most of the game. Knowing Idaho State's on a skid right now, and I don't want to judge another team in another program, but you know it could be a desperate team, and a desperate team can be a dangerous team. And we've just got to stay focused on what we're doing. And I thought last time the game plan, guys executed the game plan great. Idaho State is a team that's got three older big guys. They're surrounded by shooting. And so our ability to win our matchup you know, around the rim and stay out of rotations. And so we don't have to, you know, let those snipers get loose and open rhythm shots. And then it's just making sure we're making those shots hard. We can't keep them from shooting the basketball, but we can determine the difficulty of the shot and the type of shot that they take. And I thought we did an incredible job of that when we played them at home. And we've got to hit the reset button and get focused on getting up to Pocatello and doing the job again.
Coach, you mentioned, you know, hey, we got to focus on us. Is it difficult not to glance at the standings? Because we know, hey, you're trying to avoid that bottom four spot, keep climbing. That's maybe the first mission at this stage. Do you pay attention to that much and looking what, you know, some of these other teams, obviously watching film, but looking at those standings?
Yeah, I think you can become a victim of that. For me personally, I don't look at them a lot. I was talking to Coach Klope on our travel here, and even last year when we were at the top of the standings, I didn't look at him a lot. For me individually, I mean, it gets closer. You get to the last four games of conference play to where then it's like, okay, where are we going to fall in seeding? For me, I know that's when I start to look at him a little bit closer. I think it's human nature for players to take a look at those things. You know, I think this group right now with where we're at, I think the focus is just, we've got to focus on what we're doing internally, and we've got to focus on, you know, our execution. We got to focus on getting better at the things that maybe, and we got the win last night, but there was plenty of things that we can learn from. We've got to continue to learn from those things. We've got to stay on edge. You know, and we talked a lot about the old quote, I've met the enemy and he is me. And I think that was a little bit of the skid is, we don't feel like we got beat during those games. We feel like we lost those games. And I think that there's a difference. And so, just staying focused on us and staying focused on the process so we can be the best possible team we can be here in a couple of weeks. And it's February, baby, and so this is where this is where it's made. And so we just got to continue to focus on ourselves. And like I said, like you mentioned earlier, we got a group of guys and a group of leadership. I think it will do that.
Yeah, I do too. I love watching this team. It's been so much fun this season, and we'll look forward to seeing what you guys do tomorrow afternoon, 4 o'clock. That'll be on ESPN+. Thanks for the hookup, by the way. We are going to bring on one of the voices of Weber State, Joe Cravens, is going to be on the show Monday.
Yo,
oh man, he is so good. Like you don't get you probably don't get a, you know, maybe you do, but man, I can listen to his broadcast. Yep. All day long.
He's really good at what he does. You know, he's head coach for 12 years. I got to talk to him before the game last night, and he said, you know, he does the Big Sky tournament as well. And so that's where I get to hear him a lot because he broadcasts all those Big Sky tournament games. And he said this is going to be his 12th year of broadcasting. So he said head coach for 12 years, and now it's going to be his 12th year of broadcasting. And he's got that coach's perspective, and he kind of calls it as he sees it, and he's a genuine human being. And Joe is definitely one of the good guys, and from the Big Sky standpoint, especially for the tournament, we, you know, we're blessed to have a guy of his nature to call those games.
No question about it. No, I appreciate you, man, and good luck tomorrow afternoon. We're looking forward to it, and we'll keep cheering this Bears team on. It's a lot of fun, Coach. Appreciate it, man.
Appreciate you a lot, Brady, man. Thanks for having me on. Go Bears.
All right, my friend. There he is, Houston Reed, assistant coach for the UNC Bears. Great friend of mine. I tweeted to Weber State. And I said, how do I get Joe Cravens on the show? And he is amazing to listen to. I mean, he's on different Big Sky. I think he's primarily on Weber State games, Mike. Is that true? But I know he's doing like Big Sky games, and he'll be the color commentator when we get into the actual Big Sky conference tournament. But he's like Tanner's favorite type of broadcaster. He's kind of got that cowboy thing going, and I can't even think of some of his best lines, but he's entertaining, man.
He does have the best lines. Like, even you, like, if you hate basketball, it's still worth tuning in because he is amazing.
I think he covers, does he cover just regular game, other games, or is it primarily Weber State in the season? Or is it like big games in the Big Sky?
I saw him last season during the tournament, and I don't think it was a Weber State game. I think it
was during the tournament. He'll do all he does all. I think he does as many as possible.
Yeah, well, he should do as many as possible. He's gold.
Yeah, he's great.
No, gold, Jerry, gold.
I love it. All right, 19 minutes after the hour, we got a lot to get to, man. Peyton Watson update for the Nuggets. We continue to have injury issues for this team. Super Bowl notes, Mike. We'll get into the Super Bowl. We'll get into the X's and O's a little bit, but also just the festivities, the game, all of it. here on The Whole Show, powered by Mosquito Joe of Northern Colorado. We'll be right back.
Nuggets, the Avalanche, the Rockies, the NCAA, and the NFL, and KFKA. And we aren't changing anytime soon. We have the sports broadcast you need on Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Kaz, voice of the Denver Nuggets. Good to be back on KFKA, baby.
All right, this weekend, Super Sunday. Make your plans to go to Big City Roadhouse. They got $3 domestic pints, $4 micro pints going on all day there. And then you'll have a chance to win a 55-inch 4K Ultra HD Ambilight television. I mean, a smart TV. It's a Roku smart TV. Walk in the door and you're registered. They're going to give you a ticket. And then if they announce your ticket at some point in the first half, you're going to be given a remote control. And if your remote control turns on the TV, Mike, you get the TV. Dude, Big City Roadhouse is doing this kind of stuff all the time. Monster giveaways, great specials, and the food is outstanding. So you take my advice, okay? I tell you guys about a lot of products, a lot of things, and that's my place. That's the spot, Big City Roadhouse, 25 minutes after the hour. First Advantage Hotline is 970-353-1310. You can text us at 888-530-0043. That's 888-530-0043. So another nugget. We talked about Peyton Watson going down the other night. We're getting the more of the details. He suffered a grade 2 left hamstring injury, and according to The Athletic's Tony Jones, is expected to miss extended time. Dude, that's a low blow for this team. It just keeps happening. He could miss about a month, Mike. And he has been, his like ascent has been phenomenal. He has become like a household name in really the span of a month. He was a fine player before that, but what he did in the month of January when so many guys are down, he became a must-have commodity for the Nuggets. So that one that's tough to take, man. You just keep getting more and more bad news with this team. And somehow they have managed to stay in that top three spot in the West. I don't know how. Also, some Nuggets news. We know they traded away Hunter Tyson to Brooklyn yesterday. That made some room so they could give Spencer Jones that full-on contract. They're going to convert him from a two-way contract to a standard deal. According to Chris Haynes, that's great. That he's a fascinating player, and with the move yesterday, they're now $1.8 million below the tax line, with two roster spots open. So they may be looking to try to fill up that roster here in the next few days with guys that they can look at free agency or what free agents whatever. I'll be curious to see kind of where they go, but. So that's some good news, but the bad news, that's rough. And Watson's the dude, Denver's trying to figure out how they can keep him. And now, he's going to be sitting for a month. I don't know what the Nuggets have the rest of the way here before the All-Star break. They need to get healthy. They need the break, man. This team somehow has put together a 33-19 record, but they do need the break. Coming off of three losses in a row, I believe three games until the All-Star break. They're at Chicago, home against Cleveland, new-look team there, and home against Memphis will wrap up the first portion of the season. And then once they get back, I mean, really this is more than a half. I mean, the final game of the season is April 12th. So we're getting there rather quickly. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Michael, how are we feeling about the big game this weekend? Seattle, New England, you think a lot of people are thinking this is going to be kind of a blowout. I'm not so sure.
It's gonna one or two score game. I don't think it's going to be.
You said yesterday you think it's going to be a two score game, but maybe the Patriots score really late when it kind of doesn't mean as much and make it a one score game. Is that still how you feel today?
Yeah, kind of something like that. I don't know. I'm still hurting.
Oh, you can't even talk about it. You don't even want to talk about it.
I don't even want to see it.
You're not going to watch it?
I'll watch it, but I'll have very little interest. I'll probably be more interested in the Doritos.
The Doritos?
Yeah, I'm going to have some Doritos.
You're going to have some Doritos. Is that your go-to?
Doritos are kind of a go-to. I'm sure there will be some Tostitos and nacho cheese, but I'm thinking of bringing some Doritos.
Are you hanging here? Or are you going to an actual Super Bowl get-together? What are you doing?
I'm going to a Super Bowl get-together.
Are you really? Look at you go, man. And you're going to bring some stuff? Are you bringing supplies?
I will be bringing some supplies, yes.
Okay. Are you pumped? You're pumped to go to the eat. You're not really pumped about the game.
Yeah,
I don't know. I mean, Seattle has some really good players. What McDonald has done there defensively has been outstanding, and they just have so many studs. I mean, Jackson Smith and Jigba, that dude is awesome. Kenneth Walker, they can run the ball well. I watch out for in this game, just initial thoughts. Seattle's pretty good against the pass. They play a lot of defenses are switching to that more, where they're letting those safeties kind of sit back, kind of roam the field, and they're daring you. They're basically allowing you to run the check down type of game. So I would guess you're going to see Ramondre Stevenson and Travion Henderson have a big impact in this game. Lonster's on the First Advantage hotline. Lonster, what's up, man? What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing there, Brady?
You know, we're trying to talk ourselves into getting excited about the Super Bowl, I think.
Well, you know what? I am looking forward to it.
Are you really? Yeah? You like
it?
Yes. You like the matchup?
Yes. I really do. And I already got my pick and everything.
Oh, who you got? Tell me who you're taking.
I'm taking Seattle to beat New England.
Okay. Seattle is let's look at this. 4.5-point favorite, I believe. Yeah, they are a 4.5-point favorite. Do you like them to cover that?
Yeah, I really do. I just want Seattle to get back at New England for what they did to the Broncos.
So there's not a part of you that wants to root for the team that knocked you out of it? That
no.
Doesn't enter your brain?
It don't. Uh-uh.
All right, Lonster. Appreciate the call, my friend.
Give in to the hate.
You got to give in to the hate. Yes. Thanks, Michael. Appreciate it, man. Have a good weekend.
Hey, just what I needed to hear there.
Yes. You know? Happy Super Bowl weekend.
Hey, you too. And happy Super Bowl to you too.
Lonster likes to throw the shade at you, Mike.
Yes, he's normally positive, but he's been going after me in the last few weeks.
Well, yeah, you can see why. Like, do you blame him? Do you blame him?
I mean, we're both hurting. Why is he taking it out on me?
I am, as this settles down, Mike, and you're going to hate this, you start to realize what a big missed opportunity that was. And it does make you frustrated with 4th-and-1, you know, not kicking the field goal, going for it with a backup quarterback. I mean, we might look back at this, Mike. I don't know. I know you're going to predict the Broncos to win the Super Bowl every year, and I get that, but I don't know that a lot of people are just like, yeah, slam dunk. This team's going to be right back there, and they'll be competing for Super Bowls for a very long time under Bo Nix. Your guess is as good as mine. Are they going to be better than a reloaded Chiefs team? Are they going to be better than a Bills team with their new head coach, with Joe Brady? Maybe. That schedule is going to be the complete opposite of what we saw this season. So I think the more this kind of settles, Mike, you know, you say you're still hurting, and I think I feel the same way, but I look back at it like, man, that was your moment. You win that game. Do they beat Seattle? I don't know. Seattle's really good, but I would like that defense up against. That would be a fun matchup to see Denver's defense against Seattle's offense. 33 minutes after the hour, Mike, let's jump out real quick and get the latest on the local sports flash.
There's only one feeling like knowing your banker personally, like growing up with a bank you can count on, like being sure what you've earned is safe, secure, and local. There's only one feeling, like knowing you're supporting your community. You deserve more from a bank. You deserve an institution that stood strong for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
This is Ed Werder, NFL reporter for ESPN and a 1982 graduate of the University of Northern Colorado. Hope you'll continue to listen to the award-winning Hull Show, 1310 KFKA.
I don't know. Maybe it's just because I'm maybe feeling the same as you, Mike, that if the Broncos didn't get so close to this, maybe this game would mean a little bit more, would be a little more interesting to me. Aaron says, I'm rooting for a power outage, and they have to cancel the Super Bowl.
There we go.
I mean, I'm not there. I mean, I'm looking forward to watching the game. I'm not a big Super Bowl party guy. I don't really do the whole get together to watch games because I get distracted and I want to be focused in on the game.
Well, but there are certain times where I am the Joker and I just want chaos.
But you like football and you want, like, you're football, rooting for the football game to be canceled somehow? Is that real?
No, I just like, I would like the Super Bowl halftime, like the audio to just like go out. So,
oh, for
like,
the
all those
show.
People would just,
what is
like,
it?
Are...
He's Bad Bunny?
Yeah, who are the hip... What kind of music? Is it hippity-hoppity?
I don't know. I'm guessing. Bad Bunny isn't really, like, a country name.
I hadn't heard of Bad Bunny until it was announced that Bad Bunny was... Well, it was announced, and then people were complaining about it. I heard about the complaints.
What are the complaints that he said... He came out and said he was going to do it in...
I don't
Spanish.
Know. I guess he was
like,
doing it in Spanish,
it.
And I was like,
"You
got
to learn
he must...
Spanish to watch." I think we make too big of a deal of these halftime shows, good or bad, because everyone's going to evaluate it, and then there's going to be the crowd that's like, "I ain't watching," and then the same crowd that says, "I ain't watching" is going to be bitching about it, saying it's bad, and there's going to be other people that are like, "Wow, you just don't appreciate what he stands for, and he's amazing." And I don't care about that stuff. I care about watching the football game. This is why I've always said, Mike. The halftime shows, jousting. It's what we need. No music.
Bring back
jousting.
The bands. Tanner was saying that yesterday, I believe.
What?
Bring back the marching bands. I love marching bands.
That'd be... I'm going to disagree with you on that.
Or jousting.
I think marching bands are fun to listen to in the background. I don't need to watch them make their formations and stuff on the field.
Those formations are kind of cool.
It doesn't really do it for me.
Like, if you want, like, you need, like, a grambling Florida A&M, or I forget which schools hate each other and their bands are awesome. One of those schools, like, you need their marching bands.
I used to dislike the whole marching band thing, like even hearing it during college football games. But now I'm into it. I don't know if it's just changed over the years, but I didn't, because when I would argue that the NFL is a better product than college, it is a better product. But when I would argue that, so many people are like, man, the bands though, like playing in between downs and
that now is it's cool.
Yeah, it used to not really do anything for me, but now it's pretty cool.
It depends on the band though. If like USC, if you have like USC or Florida State, they have like a certain sound to them.
Faith,
like, that's the type of band that you want.
Faith says, just doesn't feel like other Super Bowls. Also wish people would do more research about him. He is an amazing philanthropist. Bad Bunny?
Yeah. Does he help out rabbits?
Well, who am I to disagree with that? I am a consistent halftime show hater. I've been this way. I'm a Red Hot Chili Peppers fan, Mike. You know that. And I saw them. They were like a secondary act at halftime with somebody. I don't remember who. I was like, this is not good. They sprint through their songs. It's all about the show. And that's the complete opposite way I look at music.
I saw them live once at I wasn't live there, but they were doing a live performance. I think it was at a Rams game.
Oh,
It was just meh.
Oh.
It's like, I want to, like, if I'm going to see a band do it live, I agree with you. Let's see the entire concert.
Yeah, I just don't. Like, there's a lot of people that have strong opinions about every year who's performing at halftime, and I always say the same thing. It's all going to be bad.
Yeah,
and even like, bands. You can tell me Metallica's playing at halftime, and I would be like, "Yeah, it'll be a watered down version of Metallica."
Yeah, and I'd watch it, but you know they're gonna put like some pop artist who's gonna sing Master of Puppets with them. In the passion play, crumbling away.
No, please don't do that. Please don't.
It's gonna be awful.
No. Yeah, that was bad. As long as we don't have to hear that.
That was Bad Bunny. I just played Bad Bunny.
That wasn't Bad Bunny. I don't think so.
I don't know what Bad Bunny
Faith says,
like.
I just want to watch a good game. Bring on the mascots. Mascot versus the kids football halftime. Those are hilarious. Yeah, I'd be down for that.
Best.
I'd be down for that, man. That would be cool.
You should like, if you watch a few of them, the one from the Colts, like that,
oh, yeah.
That mascot's
yeah.
evil.
Yeah. No, it's hilarious. I love that. I've always, like, think about that, Hooligans. Tell me what you would like to see rather than music at halftime. Because we all just complain about it. We all just argue. I think they should do some of those game show things. Like, the Super Ninja? I don't know what those are. Ninja Warrior, yeah. Yeah, something like that. That'd be cool. Watch some Olympic
action. You mentioned jousting earlier.
Yeah, jousting, like, yes.
Let's do an actual Game of Thrones jousting thing.
Yes.
You could have HBO Max and the NFL team together and, like, you know, just
then
have
they're
this,
promoting Game of Thrones because isn't that the new one that's out? Is the
yeah,
giant,
the new ones, it's,
the,
it's,
the tall,
it's
tall
right.
man and the giant or something?
Yeah.
I actually recorded it. I'm gonna watch it. I heard it was good.
It's all right.
It's not as good as Game of Thrones start?
It's not as good. It's different. It's more comedic, so I guess I'm not used to it. It doesn't have the same feel.
Big Hub says, can Micah play baby music? Baby making music again?
Yes.
No! That was awkward. You made it awkward yesterday. Faith says, Snoop's halftime felt the most non-rushed and fun as full of nostalgia.
That's because Snoop is awesome. I mean,
everything Snoop does is entertaining. Even broadcasting games is good. Like, he's one of those guys. There's not many of them, but he is one of those guys where everything he touches turns to gold. I don't know. Talk about a man that's had like 400 different careers. I mean, when he's coming up into the music scene, he's like this straight up
gangster
rap kind of guy, you know, just
now he's like
mean.
Friends with Martha Stewart.
Now he's doing funny stuff. He's in movies sometimes. He's in the sports scene big time. And he's broadcasting. Yeah, Snoop's good. I suppose if there were a halftime show that I was like, I kind of get it. It's all right. Because it was like Snoop and they brought back like, wasn't it Eminem and all that. That was all right. It's still not. I'd rather something, you know, something different, I guess.
Super Bowl halftime is like every other halftime. Like if you need to go to the bathroom, that's the time.
Aaron says, I don't see today's NFL player risking their vacation to joust. No, it's not players. It's like jousters, dude. You ever see the movie Cable Guy? When they go to that restaurant called Medieval Times?
And yeah, they I always actually wanted watch, to go there.
Yeah, me too. They actually have jousters out there, like trained professional jousters. Like, that's what I'm talking about, not the players doing it.
Just, yeah, like, you want professionals to do this.
Like, the festival. What is the festival here? In Colorado. Is it Medieval Times?
No, I think that's
what is
still
it?
A restaurant. I forget what they're called.
Well, anyway.
I'm not that type of nerd.
Well, I think it'd be cool to go, just to see it for once. Although, yeah, that would be pretty nerdy. That would be pretty nerdy. HVAC guy, play some more of Barry White. It's Friday, and the Dre halftime show was my favorite. Look what you've done. Stop. No. 47 after the hour. Please. Hooligans are ruining the show. They used to make it better. But I think you've ruined the show. Because you've empowered the hooligans, and now the hooligans are empowering you. And it's just this vicious cycle that we're in. We'll take a break.
Game of the Week on Northern Colorado's Voice,
103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi, this is Jesse Kurtz, executive producer and lead anchor of the Mountain West Network, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Let the music play. I just want to dance the night away. Yeah, right here, right here, where I'm gonna stay.
About yourself now?
Brady, I am solving the population.
I used to be so strict about this show, and it was just the music that I allowed. I have really let go of that. I've really let go.
AFKA and Barry White are responsible for 10 babies that will be born in 9 months.
At 11:53? Really, Mike?
Well, it's more going to be like 20 now because, you know, played Barry White yesterday.
Yeah, Aaron says those are theoretical jousters, and you're going to charge it somebody in a suit of armor with 14-foot stick and try to knock them off their horse. I want it to be real.
I want it too.
Yeah, I'm telling you guys, this would be the thing.
It can't be on the football field there. It has to be on like the losing team's football field.
What do you mean?
So like the
you're not
NFC...
doing it at halftime.
Well, yeah, you're not going to go halftime to the joust because someone's going to die. So you have to go to a different location.
They have armor on.
Have you seen Game of Thrones?
I have. They don't do it like they're not going to do it like that.
No, they're going to do it like that.
No,
there has to be death.
Faith says, "No, you're a terrible person." Renaissance Fair. That's what I was looking for. Renaissance Fair. Heck, I'd enjoy the Puppy Bowl halftime more than most musical ones. You ever watch the Puppy Bowl? It's great.
I have not.
It is
I would like
great.
To see a cat bowl.
They have the kitty halftime show.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What channel?
I think it's Animal Planet. Either that or Discovery Channel. Either one.
I see.
Good. He said, Chris, you go, Michael. I feel like streaming Love Boat this weekend. Look what you're doing to people.
Love Boat.
You proud of this situation that you've caused here?
Look, Brady, we are solving the world's population crisis. And this is going to be online, so people in China
crisis.
And Japan can have more children.
This is weird. You're being weird. I don't enjoy this. I don't like where this is going. Let's get into sports stuff. Can we do that? Can we do that, please, Michael? Is that going to be okay? Coming up, I want to get into the awards to Matt Stafford. He wins his first MVP, says he's going to return in 2026. Good. Matt, I don't want to see I want to see more from Matt Stafford. And congrats to any gripes with him winning the MVP. It was kind of between him and I think Drake May was pretty close, but Matt Stafford is he was phenomenal this year.
They were both deserving. Matt Stafford, yeah, I'm glad he won. I've liked him his entire career, even college. So yeah,
it's his first
he's deserving.
MVP. 37 years old, and he's his first MVP. He has a really, you know, I know he's obviously, they came up just short, but he has a really interesting story, too.
People call him, like, old. I'm 8 years, 7 years, eight.
Well,
I can't
old
do math.
For
older
a quarterback.
Than him.
He's old for a starting quarterback in the NFL, but he had, like, he was with Detroit forever. People said he looked out of shape, even said he was fat, and now he's got a Super Bowl, and he's got an MVP now. Yeah, that's cool. So we'll get into some of the awards coming up, too. Faith says the NFL would never get rid of musical acts because then ticket prices would actually be what people could maybe afford. Yeah, the ticket prices for... We'll have to take a look at that, Mike, like the average ticket prices for the Super Bowl. That's the thing. Like, people that go to the Super Bowl, most people, like, these are rich people that go to the Super Bowl. People that probably weren't amongst the fans throughout the regular season with whatever team. So, yeah, if you didn't, the musical act, it does make this thing larger than life. The Super Bowl has become larger than life. It is. It's just, and that's part of it.
$4,000 to $6,000.
That's average cost for one ticket?
Yeah, for Super Bowl 60.
Wow. For one ticket, we're talking average cost is $4,000 to $6,000.
Yeah, and I'm sorry, but that's too much for me. I would rather watch it at home.
Don't cash that check right away. You know, I have to move some things around in the account before you run with that. 57 minutes after the hour, top stories of the day coming up. Also, Tanner Schwint, the dude down the hall, and Mike dancing with himself, going to be back on the whole show coming up in the 1 o'clock hour. It's going to get weird. We'll be right back.
This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.